Did you find that there were many people in the community of standing, of leadership, and so on, who were Klan members, doctors,
Yes, they
lawyers,
were.
and so
Yes,
on?
they were. And there were, there's no doubt about it, that particularly in the beginning, that they got lots of good people, substantial people. There would be doctors and lawyers. A lot of times your officials, law enforcement agencies.
Yes.
The Klan Kriegels, they were the ones that they went in to organize. They would learn what the need of a community was, what was their problem. And the Klan can help you on this. And they hit the preachers up on the fact, you know, that now the Klan is doing just what you all are talking about in the churches. They don't just talk about it, they do it. They are out against the bootleggers, you know, and to close down the honky-tonk against some fella not taking care of his family, or if he was untrue to his wife, they look after him. And the result was that apparently appealed to the people, and they were fell into it. And the Masons were, the preachers and the Masons were apparently the most gullible in this respect.
So there were many Masons who were
Oh yes,
also
oh
Klansmen.
yes, they really were. The chief man who had this man, E.Y. Clark, in Atlanta, Georgia, and this high-powered salesman, he preferred Masons for his clique. And so when they started in Texas, the man that they chose, as he chose to be the King Kriegel for Texas, I think he finally got to be the Grand Goblin, which was the man who had charge of that over an area of several states, was a man by the name of McCall in Houston. And he was a prominent Mason member of Grey Lodge. And I have an idea, if I knew the names of his cliques under him, that I just have an idea that practically one of them was a Mason. And I know this to be a fact, that I have found the names of seven Grand Dragons of Texas. I think that's all. The Grand Dragon was the head Klansman for the state. Out of those seven Grand Dragons, every one of them was a Mason.